For the children, it must seem like a strange adventure. For their parents, it's a Texas-sized kidnapping.
I just learned this morning one of mine has been shipped out. What her sibling placement is, I don't know at this point.
More than 400 children whisked away from the Yearning for Zion Ranch 3 weeks ago, now on the way to more than a dozen different group homes. Left behind forlorn-looking mothers and empty beds.
This is Marva's bed.
Texas authorities raided the ranch after someone called a crisis hotline, claiming to be a 16-year-old girl with a baby, married to a 50-year-old man. Investigators say they haven't found that teenager, and the call may have been a hoax. But they have found several teenage girls who do appear to be underage mothers. And under Texas law, those teenagers could be victims of statutory rape.
It is child abuse, and we have to step in to protect them.
The judge in the case has agreed to let nursing mothers stay in group homes with their babies, while mothers of very young children will be provided housing in the same towns as their children. The rest of the children, about 350 over the age of two, will stay away from their parents. Child abuse investigators worried that some parents might have been coaching the children to lie about their family backgrounds.
Anytime there's a question of parentage in Texas, you're going to have a DNA test. And that's what's going on.
Before the children were sent away, the state collected a DNA sample from each one and a sample from every parent who was willing to be tested. When the DNA results come back in about a month, local prosecutors could begin putting together a criminal case based on what they call a pattern of pervasive child abuse, young girls forced into marriage and motherhood with older men. In the meantime, hundreds of children who've never been allowed beyond a locked gate are now hundreds of miles from home. Susan Rosgen, CNN, San Angelo, Texas.